Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. I'm going to get into some fun stuff this hour. A little bit later, this a library that fosters kittens and cats. and America's favorite gas station snacks. Healthy, unhealthy, doesn't matter. We just want to know what your favorite go-to snacks are. Going into the gas station and all that. We'll share that a little bit later. We want audience participation, by the way.
Yeah, so think about your answers.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, one of the main things that we cover around here is Dolly Parton news. And we have to kick off our entertainment news right there. For the first time in 32 years, Dolly Parton is heading back to the Vegas Strip for an extended run.
Really?
The country queen just announced a six-show mini residency at Caesar's Palace this December. Wow, that was called Dolly Live in Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she said she's beyond excited, and in true Dolly fashion, said, "Grab your rhinestones, Vegas is calling." Fantastic. The show runs December 4th through the 13th, and fans can expect all her classics, 9 to 5, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, all the hits.
That's incredible.
Tickets go on sale Wednesday, and some of the VIP packages include backstage access, photo ops, and hang time in Dolly's Rhinestone Lounge.
Whoa. I bet these tickets are going to go fast.
And I don't know. I don't think I got enough money to afford something like that. But boy, Dolly's Rhinestone Lounge, sign me up. I would go to that in a heartbeat. On top of it all, Dolly just put out a rock song, of course, Motley Crue, that we talked about yesterday. And she's got that Broadway musical we've been talking about. And she is being honored with a humanitarian award at the Oscars this fall.
Wow.
We don't always do a great job at this as a society. And I don't point the finger at anybody. I think this is something we all take the hit for. But oftentimes when we have legends around, we don't appreciate them until they're gone. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, there is somebody who just stands out. We did this with Betty White in recent years before she passed.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Dolly Parton is going anywhere anytime soon. But I do think that there is a lot of that happening with her. Mm-hmm. For lack of a better word, fallout to not doing it enough with Betty White, I think. And as much as we understood that she was getting up there and some of those things, and her age was even being brought up because I think she was going to turn 100 or something along those lines, it still happened almost, it felt sudden when she passed. And right. I think that there's still some ripple effect of that going on, along with not taking anything from the fact that this is one of the most loved human beings of all time in Dolly Parton. I don't know that we necessarily needed the reminder or the lesson of Betty White or some of these other people that we've lost. Or anything. I think we get it all the time when we lose somebody young, you know, that everybody likes or that is so well appreciated or something.
Mm-hmm. But it's worth mentioning that this residency is going to take place about a month before her 80th birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she turns 80 on January 19th.
Interesting. And I would think, and I have such a hard time, I genuinely mean this, I have a hard time believing there's anybody out there who doesn't at least like Dolly Parton. Like, maybe you don't love her, maybe you're not a gigantic fan.
But everybody in America's heard of her.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Like, when you think of people who, their legacy's set, she's got to be one of those people in the top of your mind of like, well, she didn't have to do anything the rest of her life. Like, she's good. Her legacy's set. She's solid. And yet she just continues to keep working and doing stuff. And it's not just in recent years. Since in our lifetimes, Melissa, we haven't even been alive in theoretically Dolly Parton's prime. And yet in our lifetime, 9 to 5, I Will Always Love You blows up. There's just moments here and there where she has been in the public eye. And then, of course, in recent, like last 10 years or whatever, she's been pretty consistently in the public eye again for, you know, nothing but positive reasons. Here's the other thing with this human being. What's the negative? What's the controversy to Dolly Parton? What is the and her Wikipedia page under controversy? What do they have? None. None.
Really?
Like, there's nothing to this woman's life or career that has been that. Like, that alone is way at the top on her resume. Just in this day and age where you know, there, you can't hide anything. All that. She's got, I mean, other than maybe, you know, some of the Jolene conversation. I think I'm grasping at straws here to try to find anything controversial about Dolly Parton.
Oh, but the internet wants to know, did Dolly Parton have a fling with Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Answer no.
Yeah, no. And also, it's between them and their significant others, and I don't care. That stuff's here or there to me.
Right. But also, you know, like the movies that she made, all of them are very wholesome.
Yeah.
I can't say that I've seen the best little whorehouse in Texas. I don't know about that one.
The first thing I thought of when you said that.
But Steel Magnolias is the first one that came to mind for me. And then, of course, 9 to 5. But Steel Magnolias, you know, she was on the Beverly Hillbillies. There's just the movie, that is, in 93.
Yeah.
Just looking through the list of movies that she's done,
Does anybody else, and I don't use this word lightly, but does anybody else find her inspiring? Because yes. I sure do. It's really something to me. I don't say it lightly when I'm talking about somebody's legacy being set. You work, no matter what you're talking about in life, people work so hard from such a young age to get to where they do. And when you take a look back at your career, you want to feel good about it. And if you do, you tend to maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit. Maybe, you know, hey, I'm retired, or hey, I'm getting older. I'm going to spend more time with my family. I'm going to do more of this stuff. We see it with artists all the time. Mm-hmm. This is a human being that just keeps working. She's still working 9 to 5. She's still working.
Her 49th solo studio album came out in 2023.
I think of her, 49th. I think of, you know, Willie Nelson, and these artists that there's no reason for them to continue to do what they do other than they love the love of the game and loving what they do and everything. It's really impressive to me, and I find it incredibly inspiring. The most recent Marvel movie, Thunderbolts, it kind of brought Marvel back to the black in many ways. It was a profitable movie, did very well, both critically, fan-wise, and, you know, certainly important to Kevin Feige and Marvel. It got its money back fivefold. It did really well. And it is going to be, they finally announced the release date for the DVD and streaming and everything for it. It will be coming out on July 1st. It will be it'll be July 1st that it pops up, and a lot of people are excited about this one. So a little bit of an interesting note about this, that nowadays this stuff seems to come out almost like a week later if a movie doesn't do well. I'm sorry, July 29th is when it comes out. July 29th. I knew I didn't see that right. So it's just a little noteworthy that so July 1st, it'll be at home, and you can stream it on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. It'll be available for everybody on all streaming platforms and DVD and all of that on July 29th. That's why I was confused. The article didn't really separate that stuff very well. But just noteworthy in the sense that they've been having to release these things pretty quick to try to get their money back on streaming and DVDs and all of that. This one did so well, they're able to take their time and really release it in more of a traditional fashion. And that's that kind of is the deeper story to that is the rise of the superhero movies and all of this kind of evening out and balancing out. You're not getting rid of these movies, but you're also not going to see one every month. You know, the watering down of this. It's one of the biggest problems in entertainment and sports. There's so many channels now. There's so many streaming services. Just everybody out there in your head, try to think of a number of how many TV shows there are right now currently in production. I don't even know what number to throw. I don't even know a random number to throw out there. There's so many and everything. There's a lot of content. There's a lot of movies. In sports, there's a lot of teams. They don't have enough players. They don't have enough players to fill the baseball teams. You got guys out there that shouldn't be starting for teams. They're watered down. And the same thing with the entertainment industry. There's not enough talent to go around. When it comes to
for everything that they're trying to do.
Yeah. When it comes to these movies and these things, just not watering down the market with it is a big lesson that not enough production companies learn in real time and soon enough. Usually they learn when they're being walking out of the office with their stuff in a box and they've just gotten fired. The fact that they're noting this, and that DC's new head of things over there, James Gunn, and Kevin Feige are very good friends. They're working together. Is there competition? Yes, but you're going to see it next month when the new Superman movie comes out from DC and the new Fantastic Four movie comes out from Marvel. Both of these have heads will roll if these movies don't do well. And there's a lot on the line. And yet these two have worked together to, hey, we're releasing this now. When you guys can release yours a couple weeks before, a couple weeks after, and working together instead of trying to get, crabs in a barrel, they're working together. And that just has never happened really in Hollywood. That's never really happened in the movie industry. It's noteworthy, I think. And it speaks to what the fans are looking for. And if anybody smart in the entertainment industry is paying attention, doing this insane thing, Melissa, of listening to your fan base. It's crazy. It's a crazy concept. It's a crazy idea. But when you actually pay attention and do your homework, and I mean, I'm not talking about doing surveys or, having one of these watch sessions or something like that. I'm talking about ground level, getting down there for this Comic-Con or getting down there and actually listening to people and talking or reaching out to fan bases. With different industries, it's different things. I say it all the time. Don't tell me what to put on the radio here in Central Wisconsin if you have never spent 2 seconds here in Central Wisconsin. We dealt with this. This is more so back in the day with radio and music stations, but it happens still at times with other markets and everything. You just can't know. I'm not going to try to tell them what to listen to in Sacramento. I've never been to Sacramento, California. I'm not going to try to tell them, well, I've been in radio for 22 years, and I have these numbers here that tell me this and this and this. Miss me with that. Numbers are wrong every day.
Also be manipulated to show whatever they want them to show.
Exactly. Speak to me when you've actually been on the ground level and you've actually been in a place. Then we'll talk.
And
then
you've talked to listeners, or you've actually gotten feedback.
Done actual work, not just pushed a couple of buttons on a computer and had something pop up. I mean, actually talking to people. It's not every day you hear about celebrities being cool on flights. Usually the stories that get talked about are, or not just flights, but just working, interacting with the public. More times than not, those stories go horribly wrong or bad or whatever.
Well, because that's what people want to focus on.
Yeah, people don't pay attention to positive comments. They tend to look at the negative. So I wanted to take a moment and touch on this article featuring celebrities who were really cool and really nice on flights and everything. I think it's noteworthy that this is multiple occasions these stories have popped up. It's not just one time or something like that. I think that adds a little weight to it. That this is pretty much an every time these people have been run into. Like Sir Anthony Hopkins, quote, a delight and absolute gentleman.
Yeah, I can see that.
Also, now his demeanor, all those things. He is very. Watch an interview with Anthony Hopkins. Boy, not putting on airs. He could not be more off the cuff and more,
genuine.
Yeah, and at the same time, so proper. So well-spoken and everything. It's incredible how he does that. If I'm a flight attendant and Anthony Hopkins is on there, I'm sure he's being nice and kind, and that's why, that's a good way to treat him well. He's also, played, Hannibal Lecter. I'm not gonna treat that guy bad. I'm gonna treat him good.
And he's also been knighted, right?
Yes. I think this one is really noteworthy and actually really cool, and it also speaks to who he actually really is. Gordon Ramsay. Quote, utterly lovely and charming. Please call me Gordon, he says. Just wanted a bottle of water and slept for the entire flight. Could not be more nicer in public. Because Gordon Ramsay's actually a really nice guy. He's made a career off of being losing it and yelling at chefs and all these things and stuff. And that's the bit. That's kind of what he's... Because when he puts on the chef hat or puts on the chef gown or whatever you want to say, that's the job. It's like a...
persona.
Yeah, I've met so many people in sports that when the game is going on, they're insane. And as soon as the game is done, they become a just a cub. It does this, you know. And I think there's a lot of people that can relate to that in their jobs.
Well, and for anybody who's worked in a kitchen, it's crazy. Yeah. Kitchens are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Robert De Niro, very pleasant, funny, and friendly. He was wearing a wig as a disguise. this is post-mortem, but Amy Winehouse. She was lovely and wanted to know how my day was and what I was doing after work. And just talked this flight attendant's ear off.
Nice.
Tina Turner. She sat on the floor for several hours playing with a baby also traveling in first class, charming and entirely without airs and graces. That's very believable. Yeah. Michael Douglas, a true listener, absolutely charming, shook everybody's hand and thanked us after the flight and spent a lot of time after the flight just listening to people finish their conversations that wanted to talk to Michael Douglas about themselves. It's kind of interesting. Kate Hudson, quiet and initiated conversation, showed a genuine interest in our lives and felt more like a good friend than a passenger. She was even joking and teasing me about a very attractive bloke that was working in the next seats over or whatever, and was telling her that she should go talk to him.
So good wingman.
Yeah, she's a good
wingwoman.
She's a good wingwoman. Apparently, yeah. And I mean, of course, I'm going to wrap up here. Robin Williams. Quote, the most down-to-earth, sweetest guy. No entourage for him. Boards quietly, low profile, sat in middle class. Very funny and will laugh at everyone's jokes. Yeah.
How could he be low profile, though? You'd think that everybody would recognize him.
Here's the thing, too. As somebody who, outside of his family and friends and everything, there's nobody who on the planet who has studied this man more than I have. And I'm not saying that out of pride. I'm saying that, for legal reasons. I'm joking. But Robin Williams, the way he dressed alone, like, stood out. Like, this is a guy who would be in a million-dollar suit and then have, like, a $20 pair of Nikes on or something like that. Like, there's no way Robin could... one of the world's greatest actors and greatest chameleons. I don't know how he would pull that off. That's one role. I don't know how Robin... It's the only role I could think of that I don't know how Robin Williams would pull off is low profile. I don't know how he did that. I don't know. That is going to take us out of the break. Take us to the break here, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about our newsletter and about this really cool library that I think people should hear about. It's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you all are having a good one out there. We're going to get to our break here in a second. When we get back, we'll talk about America's favorite gas station snacks. We've got a survey on that one. And, of course, we want audience participation. But I want to take a moment to just touch on a great one here. And you're going to have to look at the news out in Maine. But if you just throw this into your Google or your search engine, you will find a free library fosters cats with rousing success.
Oh,
this is a very cool idea. The Kennebunk, Maine Public Library fills a lot of needs. It's no different, offering virtual reading programs during the COVID-19 pandemic, live music sessions among its bookshelves, and even ghost hunting kits ready to be checked out. Sounds like a fun library. But the locals are buzzing about a new program launched just this last year. Starting in June of 2023, the library has fostered cats from the Animal Welfare Society across town. In a cozy, dark wood paneled room lined with bookcases, Assistant Library Director Allison Atkins and her staff set up a multi-story cage. However, for the most of the day, the feline residents have the run of the larger room and visit the humans who come in to sit at tables. And cats are just bopping around. And this has actually gotten more people to come to the library. And it's been used more. More books are getting checked out. It really does seem like the books and cats are a great crazy combo.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely are.
And that is a quote from her. I want to make sure to give her credit for that. It's just kind of a fun little story here. And they're seeing a rise in adoptions for some of these cats.
Good.
and all of those things. So it's just a wonderful story.
Mm-hmm. Just books and cats go so well together. I personally think every library should have a cat, but also there's allergies and those kinds of things, so it's not possible. But petting a cat while you're reading a book is probably the best thing I think I can think of right now.
It's really, there's something so right about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great feeling. Again, everybody, I encourage you to read the whole article. You get a chance. Kennebunk Free Library Fosters Cats with Rousing Success is the headline. You throw something like that along those lines. I've tried a couple of different options, and everything popped right back to this article. Mm-hmm. So.
And I couldn't help but bring back to my memory the time I stayed at the Anderson House Hotel in Wabasha, Minnesota, where they used to have a cat room. Where you could rent a cat for your stay. I know I've told you about this before.
Yes, I did. I didn't want to interrupt. I love this.
The rooms are, every room is unique and individual there. It's right on the Mississippi River, you know, across and up from like Winona. And they still have the cat room, obviously. There's no cats anymore, but you can still see where the room was, where they were kept. And it's just a really cool place. So kind of along those lines, a place where you can rent a cat buddy.
I want to stay there. That sounds awesome. Sounds great.
You'd enjoy it. It's a very historic town. It's cute. It's little. You know, they filmed Grumpier Old Men 2 there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Grumpy Old Men 2, something like that.
On my list of things I really do want to check out.
It's not very far away, James.
No, it's not. There's no reason I should have done it already. just like you should have already signed up for the WFHR newsletter. I'm sure many, many, many of you have already, but if you haven't, now's a perfect time to get on the train and jump on the trend, because we appreciate and not only you guys doing that, but all of the reporting we're getting done. So many great voices here at Civic Media adding to that newsletter on a weekly basis, along with so many of our course in-house reporting being done. Great team that we have together. And was curious, our executive of the newsletter, Melissa Kay, putting that together right now. How's that going, Mel?
You know, it's in the works. The newsletters come out at noon on Thursdays. So we work during the week to compile articles. I pull from our pool of, we have 8 reporters around the state, but they're all one person newsrooms. Mm-hmm. So we do the best we can with the time that we have, and we are working to build out our news department. We have a new news director for Civic Media, Shali Pittman, and she's going to do fantastic things, but we got to give her a little time to get her feet on her, because she did just start. Our newsletter is focused on local, focused on Wisconsin, with as much Wisconsin Rapids, Central Wisconsin reporting as possible. Michael Comer does a great sports article every week. I can count on him for that every week. Laura and Beth contribute when they can. And then obviously I write things myself. And anybody else who can contribute and wants to contribute, reach out. You know, there's opportunities for freelance reporting if you're interested.
Mm-hmm. We know there are some great people out there, some great writers, some great people doing some work out there on that front. We'd love to hear from you and have you join the newsletter and encourage you to sign up for the newsletter. You can do that at WFHR.com. Keep in mind, you can also stream us there, and we have all of our shows there as well. You can go ahead and listen to the pods of those anytime you like and share them on your social media. Our station, we have great support from Civic Media, and we have great support from our community. We want more and more of it, and we encourage more and more of it. So go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, and thank you again to everybody who has already signed up.
Yes, indeed.
We'll take a quick break, get to news, sports, entertainment, and take care of our partners. When we come back, we're talking snacks.
Snacks.
Snacks. Coming up, morning show at WFHR. Snacks. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, and hope you have that Civic Media app handy. We want you to use it to call up, or you can call us, of course, 715-424-2600. Feel free to text us through the Civic Media app as well. We want your snacks. What are your go-to snacks? If you're getting a snack at a gas station, let's be honest, you're not looking necessarily for something healthy, or maybe you are. Maybe some people are. You know, cut apples, or you know, there's a lot of there's different chips. There are healthy things at gas stations, but
it depends on your gas station that you're stopping at.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously, Quick Trips are the most popular gas station here in Wisconsin, and they've got something for everybody.
Yes.
At those, you know, and I know that because I'm so picky, and I always find something at Quick Trip. They're good stuff. So, but with that being said, I don't know that we're going to have a lot of healthy stuff on this list. Mm-hmm. There is a new list of America's favorite gas station snacks. Here they are, along with their average price, and these are in order. So, now, oddly enough, they have 11 of these. I don't know why they're not 10 or 5 or whatever, but we'll start at 11.
11 is a good number.
Yeah. We'll start at 11 with peanut M&M's, $1.81.
Oh, okay. Peanut M&M's.
The only, let me see, the only M&M's on the list. Peanut M&M's are the only one on the list.
When was this study done?
Just in the last year, it says.
Okay.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, $5.94 a bag.
Wow.
Go to anything that's, you know, hot and spicy is going to be on the list for sure. Nacho Cheese Doritos comes in at number 9 with $5.63 a bag.
Yeah.
At number 8, Starburst Minis, $3.75.
Ooh, Starburst Minis. Those are dangerous because they are not wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can
eat them too fast.
Boy, you can. Yeah, you can. Yeah. yep. I never realized until those that what kept me from eating more Starburst was the wrapper.
The wrapper. They are hard to unwrap.
In the little bit of time it takes to unwrap them, it kind of
helps deter you from having too many.
Yes. It was very smart on their part.
Yeah.
Bugles. $3.62 a bag.
Those are fun because, you know, you can play with them. They're like a corn chip, kind of that same flavor, but you can put them on your fingers when kids like to do that. I still like to do that sometimes. But they have, I don't know, there's something about the crunch of Bugles and the fun shape. They're good.
If you're in the mood for it, they are the perfect. They're the only thing that'll work.
Yes.
And also putting them on your nose. You can put them on your nose. My kids love that.
Or you could pretend they're a little trumpet.
Yes. They're similar to kettle corn chips to me, that when I'm in the mood for it, that's the only thing that will do. And there's no other chip that will work.
The only thing with Bugles, though, is that they will substitute pretty well for a corn chip.
I'll bet they will, yeah.
They will, and if you want to dip with them, you got a little cup to
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you do.
Them.
Yeah. At number 6, the classic Snickers, $1.85. That's a good one. I like Snickers. I'm really into all these brands have their like dark chocolate version, and that's usually the one I go to.
Yeah. If I'm going to have a Snickers, I would prefer the dark chocolate version, I guess. But
there's a dark chocolate Milky Way that is almost criminal. Oh. It's so good. It's so good.
I don't know. I can't remember the last time I bought a candy bar.
Me neither. I was just thinking of it, and I'm like, I really want a candy bar.
I try not to, because it just seems like, okay, I get enough fat in my daily diet. I don't need to add to it.
I could not tell you how many times I have gone into the gas. I'm getting my gas, and I'm thinking, oh, I haven't had a candy bar in a while. I'm going to grab one. I go in there, I pay for my gas, I leave, and I don't remember until right now. just do it all the time. Chex Mix comes in at number 5.
That's my usual go-to on a road trip. It's like the only time I ever get Chex Mix, though.
It's good, but there's nothing like making your own. I do like, or trail mix, I guess, is what I'm thinking of more.
But also Chex Mix, making your own is better, and it's better if you make it in the crock pot.
Oh, really?
This is a hack. Uh-huh. This is absolutely a hack, because you don't have to stir it as often as you do in the oven, and it still comes out delicious.
Oh, I'm doing that. That's awesome. That's a great one. At number 4, taquitos, $1.99 a bag.
Those are too spicy for me.
I've never had them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I have the most adorable video of Quinn when she was like maybe 2.5, 3, eating taquitos while dipping them in in a French onion dip and trying to beatbox. Because I taught her and her sisters, I had seen this somewhere, and if you want to learn to beatbox, you say boots and cats. Mm-hmm. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. Yep. And so she's trying to do that while she's got taquito fingers and she's eating. It's so cute. And that girl, she could eat spicy things like it was nobody's business when she was that age. I don't know if...
You know, little kids do this a lot where they'll eat spicier things or weirder things that maybe you just wouldn't as an adult. Then there's that kid who just, I mean, she has a wild palate.
Mm-hmm.
The things she can handle. I'm like, man, there ain't no age I could have handled what she can right now. Skittles comes in at number three, $1.91 a bag.
That was my movie candy.
Mm-hmm. I love Skittles. I love Skittles.
Yeah, I try to, I have a package of them right now sitting.
Nice.
The wild berry kind. I was going to ask. The wild berry kind, yeah.
I can't think of the name, but the blue bag has a yellow
tropical
one. Yeah, it has a yellow one that is my favorite.
It's banana, James.
Yeah, it's my favorite. It's so good. So good. Rice, do you set them aside? Do you set aside your favorites?
I usually dump a few in my hand, and then I might like pair the same colors together to eat at the same time. But... in the wild berry pack, they're all my favorite.
Oh, there you go. That's a win right there. I don't care if I'm eating a 5-course meal or if I'm just eating a gas station snack. I have to do this. I have to save like my favorite to the end. I don't know why I do this.
Yeah, and then there's Seth who eats things in a clockwise fashion.
Yeah. We're interesting people. At number two, Rice Krispie Treats, $3.96 a treat.
I don't think I'd ever buy those at a gas station unless it's at Quick Trip, and it's the, I don't know what they call them, but we used to call them Scotchies, where it's Rice Krispie, but you make it with peanut butter in addition to the marshmallow, and then you cover it with chocolate, and my mom always mixed chocolate and butterscotch chips together.
What is it that they sell, and lots of people, I've had homegrown made of it too, but Puppy Chow, is it, or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like a Chex mix because you use Rice Chex, and then you cover them with powdered sugar and sometimes chocolate.
God, I love powdered sugar. God, I love powdered sugar.
My grandma used to make that. Actually, I think it always has chocolate. So you cover it with chocolate first, and then you douse it in powdered sugar.
Yeah,
it's messy but delicious.
I mean, you could put powdered sugar on a boot, and I might eat it. I'm going to at least eat the laces. I'm at least.
Oh dear.
And at number one on the list, and in many of our hearts, and many of our lists, beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
I love beef jerky. Yes.
You know, that's more a trail food for me. If I'm going on a hike, I need beef jerky.
That's a good one, especially with the protein and, you know, a lot of that it can do for you right
and
there.
And the portability. Mm-hmm. You don't need to refrigerate it.
What is your go-to, everybody? We want to hear. Was it on this list? Was not on the list? 715-424-2600. I would think cheese curds are a good one.
Okay. I have to push back against the Rice Krispie Treats. I can't believe they're that high.
Yeah, it's way too high.
But they are not as good prepackaged as they are homemade.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
100%.
I would think that the Kellogg's company would even agree with that. Yeah, and maybe not on air, but you know, off air, I think they'd even agree with that.
I mean the mini ones in a pinch in their blue package, if you have to, just not as good.
No.
Not as good as Mom's.
No, they're not. No. That's a great list. We'll keep this going all week long. Call up, let us know what your go-to snack is from the gas station.
Yes, please. I need something other than Chex Mix, and none of the ones we mentioned today count.
I will say that ancient hot dog that has been there since the beginning of time doesn't count. That's just there for show. It's just there for show.
Nothing on the heat rollers for me, please.
No. Never have. Never will. As we're wrapping up here, we're going to come back, and we will get into some local great events going on today and tomorrow over the next couple of days, get into our schedule, and have some good stories from around the world. Like this one, a study found plastic bag bans at grocery stores really have made a big difference.
Awesome.
Areas with bans or fees for bags see up to a 47% drop in the number of bags washed up on shorelines.
That's really good.
Almost 50% that we are seeing from this. You can go to studyfinds.org to see the complete article if you'd like. I encourage you to read it up. It's really got some interesting stuff in there. It's studyfinds.org. You will find this again. Plastic bag bans, a 47% drop in the number of bags washing up on shorelines.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun. Wrap up the show, the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Get into our schedule here and touch on some great local events going on over the next couple of days here in Rapids and around the area. Let's go ahead and dive right into our schedule and remind everybody that Rapids Report is streaming exclusively at WFHR.com. While you're heading over there to sign up for the newsletter, go ahead and check out some of the pods that we've got and some of the interviews we've done recently. And today, starting at 2 o'clock, you can hear our interview with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome. Except I've talked to her in person. It's Alling. Lacey
Alling. It is Alling. I did it.
It's Alling.
I swear I was actually practicing over the weekend because I heard, and Lacey, to her credit, has never corrected anybody on her name, but it's Alling, yes, because she's got the business that has all, yes. I'm going to talk to her about it on here.
Lacey Alling. It's all good with Lacey Alling.
Yes, yes. Lacey's awesome. Oh, we're looking forward to talking with her a little bit later. And in part two, we will have Amy Scheid joining us from the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Oh, nice. I love good information.
Yeah, I love talking to Amy. And they got a lot of great events happening this summer over at with the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. Another reminder that the 132D Army Band will be in our area. The concert band and rock band are going to be with Wisconsin Rapids City Band tonight at 7:30 over at the Performing Arts Center at 1801 16th Street South right here in Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Right there at the PAC.
I do believe this is a free show. From everything I've seen, it is, and I believe that Keith said it was.
I couldn't find any information on it being, you know, being a charge. So
yeah.
You maybe could make a donation to the city band if you're feeling generous.
Yes, and that would be greatly appreciated. That they got such, so many great locals, so many talented people a part of that band. If you're not able to take in this concert, keep in mind that all summer long on Tuesdays, they have their concerts every Tuesday at 7:30 at one of the greatest places you can go in Rapids, Robinson Park. Right at that band shell right there. Go by my old stomping grounds.
Also be playing on the 4th of July at the Centralia Center out there in the parking lot for the festivities.
Check that out, everybody. Wanted to also mention once again from our friends at the Parks and Rec Department, Parks and Forestry Department, due to the fair amount of trees and branches down at Southwood County Park after today's storms, they're asking that the walking trail around Lake Wasilla not be utilized at this time. Please use your best judgment when using other areas of the park.
Yeah, they had a lot of branches come down in that wind yesterday, so till they get that cleaned up.
You can take a look at their Facebook page to find out more. And our good friend Kathy McGrath today will be doing a Monarch presentation at Lester Public Library. She'll be doing this from 12:30 to 1:30 over at 6550 Virginia Street in beautiful Vesper. Anyone is welcome to attend that event. Go ahead and check it out. And then this Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, she'll be doing a Monarch presentation at El Cafe.
Nice.
Yeah. Check that out, too, everybody. Kathy's amazing. Be sure to check that out.
So knowledgeable.
Yeah, she's really something. Also want to remind everybody that tomorrow, American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin will be opening their doors from 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church.
Nice.
Make sure that we spread the word about this and all veterans, military, police, and firefighters know they are welcome. And they know they have this as an option if they want to go ahead and have a cup of coffee or something like that and around have some good camaraderie.
Yes, a good chance to just sit and relax and visit.
And Team Rapids is honoring the past, celebrating the future with a farewell tribute to Coach Biolo and a new era welcoming in Coach Krenz.
Oh, this is nice.
This will take place this Wednesday. It'll go from 6 to 9 over at the Ridges at 2311 Griffith Avenue. They're going to have special presentations from Tom Bergeson, Mark Kromenacher, Vince Beagle going to be down there. It's got free admission, cash bar, appetizers. Great way to welcome in the new coach and giving some respect to Coach Biola.
Nice.
That's going to be a really good event. I appreciate everybody that's able to attend that. And a certain big thank you to everybody out there that is going to attend the free wellness seminar being put on by your friends at Family Natural Foods this Wednesday. Natural medicines that outperform drugs.
Great.
They're having this take place tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5:15 over at First Baptist Church. It's right behind Family Natural Foods at 910 McKinley Street in Rapids. You know that church with that beautiful dome. It's a beautiful church over there. We encourage you to RSVP if you can at 715-423-3120. Although encouraged, it's not required. You can still show up if you don't have a chance to. They cannot encourage you enough to attend either way. Cheryl Myers is going to be doing this presentation. She is a health nurse, author, expert on natural medicine. She's worked with Terry Naturally for a very long time and really, really good. I've gotten to talk with her before, and she's just a great person to talk to. And you can't throw a curveball at her. She's really good at what she does. And I think that these presentations are very informative, very vital in our communities. It also gives an opportunity to ask those questions that maybe you don't think about, but until you're in the moment and listening to her, or just maybe you don't feel comfortable asking a computer or just a random person or something like that. Cheryl, you listen to this presentation and you're going to feel like you know her. She's a very good talker, very informative, and it's going to be a good presentation.
Nice.
Check this out, along with all the other great things going on over at Family Natural Foods. Let them know that you want to come if you can. Otherwise, just be there tomorrow, 5:15 at First Baptist Church, right here in Rapids. And a big shout out to First Baptist Church hosting this. And, of course, our friends at Family Natural Foods. Find out more at familynaturalfood.com. And I did want to touch on this, and we'll talk more about it certainly later with Amy, but just to let everybody know that going on today over at Taco John's, God, I love Taco John's, I love Taco John's, from 4 to 8 today, they are going to be offering up to 20% of their sales to the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Head on over. It is a Tuesday after all, everybody. We all know that it's mandatory to get tacos if you can today.
Taco Tuesday.
Not only take care of it, you can check that off. Oh, phew, I got Taco Tuesday in. Phew. You can check that off your list along with doing some real good in our community. We have talked endlessly about this. We will talk more about it a little bit later. The funding cuts to our family centers, to our domestic violence shelters in America is an insult. It's just it's an insult to every domestic violence survivor or person that has grown up in a household like that, or the people working in that industry. And the people that are making those cuts have never been in that situation, apparently, because you know how important the work that they're doing over there, the vital work that they're doing. And you can help them out with it by getting a taco. That's pretty cool.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. Get your dinner tonight, 4 to 8, over at Taco John's at 610 East Grand Avenue. A big tip of the hat to Taco John's. They do this kind of stuff all the time. For many years, they've been doing this kind of thing with the Family Center. There's going to be other opportunities, too. We'll talk about it a little bit later with Amy and get into that.
Great.
A station in New York did a story on a woman named Jerry Leo, who's still crushing it at the gym at 100 years old.
Whoa.
She turned 100 in April and can hold a plank for over 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah, I watched the video of this, and I started out encouraged, and by the end of it, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get better shape. She's been going to the gym at her local YMCA since it opened 34 years ago. She works out with a bunch of people in their 60s and 70s who say she's in better shape than they are.
Wow.
These stories will never get old to me. They are so encouraging, and they are such a great reminder of, even if you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 60s, your 70s, you could still get in great shape even in your 80s or 90s or 100s. I mean, there is never a late time to jump in on that.
You stop poking me, James.
And a 4-year-old girl in Tennessee named Kendall Bradley saved her teacher's life this month.
Oh, wow.
She was at a daycare when the woman had a seizure and stopped breathing, but Kendall immediately ran and got help. Her mom heard about it later that day when she picked her up, and someone said she's our hero. The mom didn't, she didn't even tell the mom about this. The mom only found out because somebody else was bragging about the kid. that's really something.
That's really awesome. Wonderful.
That's a really cool story. And I have to say too, another one of these things that encourages me to, you know, I don't want to put this on our school systems or anything like that, but I do think that there should be a national effort to get every single American, every single human being to know the Heimlich maneuver, to know how to do CPR. I don't see what the downside would be to this of everybody knowing how to do it. I'm never going to let that one go, everybody. If you're tired of hearing me say that and bark about it, I ain't never letting that one go. Did want to remind everybody, we got Great Rafter Baseball on the radio tonight. Rafters are in Rockford. So cheer for them real loud,
Yeah.
So they can hear you over the border. And be sure to join us tonight for this game. We'll have more Rafter Baseball going on for you throughout the week as the boys are out of state over the next week or so. They're going to be in Illinois today. They'll be in Michigan a little bit later. So our start times might be a little bit different. Keep that in mind, everybody. Great show today, Melissa.
You too, James.
Hey, be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.